got this. I got this. Hi, this is John.
Hey, John, it's Amy with Local Splash. Do you have a few minutes for me now?
Yeah, we can talk, whatever, sure.
Okay.
I got your app. I got your app. Then I was I'm not quite done filling it out yet, but I'll get it taken care of and get it sent off.
Okay.
I'm in the process of getting a couple things taken care of. The only thing that I'm missing right now really is, or I could have it in done today, is Better Business Bureau. I wanted to make sure I had my delegation from them completed before I sent it in, but
okay.
It says it's optional anyway. But
and we can always add it to the profile later if you get it later on. It's not a big. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
It's
well.
Not,
all right.
Yeah, it's not going to like approve or disapprove the application itself. It's just something we popped in there to, you know, kind of enhance it. But if you get it done later, we can always add it to the profile because we can always make adjustments to the profile.
All right. That's fine. That's really the only problem I had with that whole thing. It was worked out just fine. The only other, I guess if I had any other questions, it would be, well, it's no big deal. I'll just do it anyways. But it's redundant in some areas. It's asking for an employee's name. Then the next one says employee's name and phone number. The
right.
Next line, employee's name, phone number, and social security number. The next line, employee's name, phone number, you know what I'm saying. It should be one line asking for all information.
Yeah, I understand. And that's fine. You can fill it all out at the bottom where it has all the information. You just do the one line to fill it all out. I understand. I don't disagree that it's redundant.
Yeah.
I do need to schedule the onboarding call for that once you've submitted the application, the technician's going to call you, review the application, go over the last couple steps. I can schedule that for tomorrow or Wednesday, anytime. It's done in a half-hour increment. The call itself takes like 10, 15 minutes max. It's not a super long phone call. You let me know when it's good for you.
Anytime tomorrow is fine.
Okay, so do you want to do tomorrow at 8 a.m.?
Make it 8 or lighter, later than that.
9? Cool.
10 is fine. 9 would be better.
9 is better. Got it. Okay, so you're going to see the invitation is going to come through, John. It's going to say GG Onboarding. And this is going to be just the invitation. I'll call from the 877 number to introduce you to the onboarding agent. And they're just going to be reviewing.
I'd also have them call my office number, not myself. Is myself.
Okay. All right. You got it. Actually, this is the only – wait a second. The office number is the 5118?
That's correct.
Okay, let me switch these numbers out because that's the number we have down for contact. Let me trade them out. Okay. Generally, most of our contractors prefer for us to call their cell so it leaves the business line open. So it's probably why that
– I got plenty of lines.
All right. Why that adjustment was made, I understand. Okay. And then you said that you had some other questions. So what were those other questions?
Well, you know, this is it was pretty much answered earlier. Well, after thinking about it, I believe a little bit, I was, let me think here. It's my own interpretation was incorrect on a number of things. And the money that I spent last month, I figured would, you know, the gal that I talked to, your people that you guys hire from the Philippines, you know, she told me on the phone, I asked her directly, I said, so this is going to get me up there on the top with the Google certified. She said, yes. And she had no idea what she was talking about. So I spent the $1,500 last month. And I don't know what you guys did with the money, but it certainly didn't go to Google certified. And that's what that money was supposed to go for last month.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate you letting me know that. I can have them review the calls and see what, if anything, can be done about that. Because Google certified, she should have clarified because there's not technically something on Google that says Google certified. It's Google guaranteed, which is what you were talking about. Okay, and that's obvious to me, as you have made very clear. Okay, and if that conversation had happened with me, I would have said, okay, are you referring to Google Ads on the sponsored, or are you looking for Google Guaranteed on the sponsored?
If they did review the deal, I said I was looking to get on the top listing with everybody else, and I'll pay the money.
Right.
And here's $1,500, I'll pay for the clicks, whatever it takes, and you know, you can verify the conversation. I'm sure.
Yeah, well, So the clicks is Google Ads, and pay per lead is Google Guarantee. So the thing is it should have been explained to you more clearly exactly what the options were before you paid. Is what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's fine. I would still like you to review it. And if I'm SOL, then so be it. But it sure seems like I don't know.
Okay.
My ignorance is no excuse, but on the other hand, is there,
it's our job to educate
it.
You as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And let me know what it is I'm spending my money on and making sure I'm positive,
I agree.
What I'm spending on what I'm asking for. So
sure.
If you can tell it, the ambiguity of this whole thing is pretty extensive. So, Google clicks, Google guaranteed, Google, I don't know any of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
Do I need to? No. You need to let me know what I need to know.
Correct.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
You're absolutely correct about that. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to send you my direct phone number and extension line. Anytime
Perfect.
You have a question, anytime you have a concern, anytime you need anytime you need anything answered, you're welcome to call me directly.
That's
okay?
Good. I appreciate that. Yeah,
because I will give you a full explanation of what is or isn't. And set you in the right corner, at least so you know what you're spending and what you're not.
Right.
You'd also clicked on Yelp ads. Is that something that you're interested in, or was that just kind of you're trying to click through the screen? Because I know it pops up like kind of automatically.
Well, yeah, I am interested in Yelp as well. And I'm trying to find. I did have some questions for you. I've got some not necessarily SEO work being done, but I have some my affiliation with the Van Line. They spend thousands of dollars on my, on building a platform for me as well. And they use I can't remember I had some notes and I don't know what I did with them. It looks like I may have tossed them out. You can find them big garbage here. But yeah, it was, just had them this morning. They also saw what you guys were doing and said that you guys are doing a good job and doing everything that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to ultimately get the kind of placement that I'm looking for, whatever, or what that I need, or whatever the case may be. Hold
mm-hmm.
on. So,
take your time. Take your time.
But they also said to share with you guys the information. Here we go. Hold on. Okay, yeah. So they're using company. They've got me on Reddit,
mm-hmm.
and they're using Tandem. Are you familiar with the platforms?
I understand Reddit. I'm not familiar with Tandem, but I know
well,
what Reddit is
same,
and I use Reddit.
Tandem's one of the largest ones in the country. They're doing All My Sons nationally. They're doing a number of big, big ones. And they're sending, they're sending video posts to Tandem to increase the presence of some sort. Telesplash. Let's see.
Are you referring to Tandem Marketing, the company, or what is this? What is Tandem?
I believe that is correct. They use Tandem Marketing. That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
Out of Illinois.
And I'm also, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I am active with that as well, which whether you guys, whether that's of any value to, the people that are working on the fighters or whatever you want to call them, the connections in the web, the, the presence, the whatever it is. They've got me with Reddit, they have me with Tandem, and it looks like Telesplash, I am with Tandem, some MapQuest, AdWords, new platform, physical location, okay. Yeah, that's what they wanted to tell them with, Telesplash, I'm with Tandem now. That was a note that I had.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever value that is to you, it should be mentioned, I suppose. I don't know if the two platforms talk back and forth, or if it's recognized by Google as being a if there's any place where it needs to be input that, or at least that your people know that I am on with Tandem as well. I mean, I'm being profiled with Tandem.
Okay. When I look up Tandem, though, I'm a little bit confused, John, because this company appears to be pretty new. They have one verified 5-star review. Out of Illinois.
No, Tandem is huge. They're huge.
Then this isn't the right one. That's why I was asking, because that doesn't make sense to me. I figured with you doing something like you were saying that it was a bit
Hold on.
Bigger.
Mm-hmm. Undo. I have verified on Google, correct?
You are verified on Google. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on here.
Please hold while I try to connect here.
Let's see, I got some kind of da-da-da-da. Your competition is better. Hey, Ivan, John again. Hey, we spoke last week about that platform that you wanted me to mention, the Splash, that I was that you guys were working on for me. I think it was Tandem, was it? T-A-N-D-O-M?
T-A-N-D-E-M. Tandem Interactives. They're moving company, pay-per-click focused agency right in Florida, and they work with like All My Sons and the other bigger band lines.
Okay.
T-A-N-D-E-M. What'd you call it? T-A-N-D-E-M
what? Interactive. I got
yeah.
it.
All right.
Interactive.
Okay. So is there anything else that I should mention to Splash that might be of any value as far as them not doubling up on the efforts? Or is that why we talked about that initially, if you can refresh my memory?
Just to refresh your memory, there might be ways that Tandem's advertising platform can benefit off of Splash's work or effort. So we want to bring all of the marketing pieces together so we can move consistently across all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And also, so what Splash does, Splash gets the data. Splash does your listing management, and do they do any of your socials?
Yeah, they do Facebook and this and that, and we're getting ready to do some Google certification stuff.
So, yeah, what Tandem can do is they could actually take all that stuff that they already created, and then they could utilize that in their advertising. So if they create any images, we could use that for the Google PPC stuff.
Well, how about
everything will look
okay.
The stuff you guys are paying? Yeah, how do I get that to you, to Tandem, or to you, or whatever? Is that just, do they automatically?
I'll send out an email.
Okay, to me?
I'll send out an email to you and to Tandem, and then you could bring in your account manager from Splash.
Oh, well, why don't I just give you her email now?
Okay, so
hold on.
So the best way that's going to go is support@localsplash.com.
All right. Yeah, just support@localsplash.com, Ivan.
Okay.
And they do a pretty good job of looking at stuff and updating my Splash page.
And
just support@localsplash.com.
What I'm going to tell you, John, is don't spend any more money on Google Ads with Local Splash if you're spending it with Tandem. Because you're literally working against yourself by doing that.
Did you hear that, Ivan?
Because if they're paying for Google Ads and Tandem is running Google Ads on behalf of your company, and
well, you guys are running Google Ads on behalf of me. Is that through the van line, Ivan?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna. All right, that's good information to have because I am also doing the same thing. I don't want to.
Yeah, you're canceling yourself out basically. Is what you're doing with that. That money would be better spent on Yelp ads in a different location.
Well, no, I'm just gonna. I had Splash doing the same thing.
Because you didn't know any
better. And so it just sort of, I didn't know any better, so it just sort of canceled itself out.
Wait. Is Splash doing Google Guaranteed Google Ads?
Can he hear me?
Can
I call him? Here, can I have his number? I'm going to bring him in on this phone call. What's his number?
All right. Hold on, Ivan. I'm going to give him your phone number real quick, and she's going to bring you in on this phone call real quick, if you don't mind. So Ivan's number is 780.
Okay.
450.
Uh-huh.
2964. This is a local Splash rep, Ivan. I've got on the other line here.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and attempt to bring him in. Give me 1 second here.
You can hang up on me as soon as she brings you in, too, Ivan.
Okay.
Or do you want to just, Ivan, do you want Ivan to hang up right now and just bring
yeah,
him in?
Yeah, it should be ringing through.
He should be ringing through right now, Ivan.
I'm just gonna hang up. Give me a call back.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell him to hang up. I'm gonna call right back.
All right. Hang up.
You stay on with me, John.
Ivan. All right. Thanks, Ivan. So the number again is 708-450-2964.
2964. Got that. How come it's like stuck? Let's try this again. 708. Okay, that's what it is. Because I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't the number. It's toasting me out here. Okay, I have to hang up with you and call you right back because it's toasting my whole line. We'll ring him in just a second. I'm gonna call you right back.
All right, bye.